Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, December 7th, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $3.02. And I tell you what, they've signed up over 55,000 folks to help. This is a crowdsource project, and they've got over 55,000 miners that are pitching in to mine that Texit coin out there in the great state of Texas. Hey, if you want to get in on this and learn more about it, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com, TEXITMINES@gmail.com. And put the word Palm in there, PALM, to get a discount on that first mining share. All right, thank you, Texit Coin, for sponsoring the show, and let's get right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are so grateful to be back here with y'all again today. Episode 70. Up in the 70s. I was kind of in our heyday, Douglas, in the 70s.
It was something day.
It's been a minute
yeah,
or two.
It's been a minute. You know,
I was on the phone with a boy the other day, Douglas. This is how things go.
Yeah.
And my phone rings, and it had a local name, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, I remember Don, you know? And
yeah.
Get on, what? It was the third. Don the third. I'm like, oh my goodness, wait a minute.
He was just a baby when you saw him.
Yeah, he was a grandson of the Don I remember.
Yeah, right.
Man, I tell you, that's what happens around here. These people are getting old on us.
Yeah. Well, at least we got another generation to bring on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, speaking of old timers, you know, remember we had Luther Beecham on here, you know, and he had one of his grandfathers was a Callaway,
and
he was the postmaster in Chiefland, you might recall. Now, this was way back then, 40s and 50s. And,
right.
And I think he said that maybe Otis Beecham at one time was a rural mail carrier.
So this would
have been way back.
Wow.
And, you know, anybody in any profession, after you've been in your profession for a long time, you have crazy people stories.
Oh,
crazy stories about people, you know. So he related a story to Dad about mail carrying, Otis did.
Huh.
Yeah, and, you know, it was very rural back then and cleared everywhere, you know.
Huge
fields.
Yeah, we would have had that longleaf savanna, so it was very open back then.
Yeah. A lot of pastures and such. And so... one day, Otis was out delivering the mail, you know, and he looks way off, and he sees some old boy running several miles away, full speed. Looked like he's running towards him, you know, and he thought that was just the strangest thing. And so he continued on his route, and he started looking at the boy, and it looked like the boy, hey, I think he's trying to overtake me. You know, he thought that was the strangest thing. And so, you know, he kept on his route, and eventually, sure as hell, he's like, this boy's trying to overtake me, you know. And this boy had ran several miles, and finally, the old boy overtakes him delivering the mail.
Yeah. Mr. Otis.
Yeah, he said, hey, you didn't stop at my box.
Went right by his mailbox. I know the feeling.
He said, well, because I didn't have any mail for you, and your flag wasn't up.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And he said, yeah, but you're still supposed to stop.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah. It's like them stop signs in the middle of nowhere. You're still supposed to stop.
Yeah, it hurt his feelings.
Yeah. So he ran him down to tell him that.
I feel that way too. I feel like I'm being ignored sometimes. That's right. Well, you know, he was lonely, too, back then.
That was a major thing of the day.
Yeah, you know? So the mailman come by, you're going to at least get some news of what's happening in town or something, you know. So Otis should have stopped and talked to the
old boy. Yeah, right. So you're still supposed to stop, y'all.
Well, I tell you, Doug, I wanted to relate a story that I heard.
You know, like I said, I got on the phone the other day, and it was Don the Third I was talking to.
Right.
Which shocked me because I'm old now. But it also shocked me that we got a third generation because people don't seem to be having kids. Have you noticed this?
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, have you noticed? You go to town, you don't see little kids anymore.
Yeah, we will not get too deep into it. We're going to keep it light on the Palm and Pine podcast.
I think it's got something to do with them microplastics. It's something in the environment, in the water. But for some reason, people aren't having kids anymore, and they're having trouble conceiving.
Again,
I don't know if it's environmental, social. I mean, probably a combination of all that.
Waiting until you're 40 to have kids,
or waiting until you're 40. Yeah. But I got a story today, Douglas, and this is a local couple. So I'm just going to call them the Smith family.
Okay, all right.
We're
keeping it private.
Protect their anonymity.
We don't want to embarrass anybody.
But the Smiths. Yeah. So the Smiths were unable to conceive children. And so they finally decided, okay, we've got to use a surrogate father.
Okay.
You see where this is going.
Because,
you know, the microplastics get down there in the testes. The microplastics. So we got to have a surrogate father.
Something where the man wasn't right.
There you go.
Wasn't functional.
So they said, we got to get this surrogate father. So on the day the proxy father was to arrive, Mr. Smith, he kissed his wife goodbye, and he's like, honey, I'm off to the office now. Don't be nervous. The man will be here soon. Everything will be fine. Well, half an hour later, just by random chance, a baby photographer happened to ring her doorbell, hoping he could make a sale.
Can you imagine?
You imagine how hard it is for a baby photographer now. There's not many babies. So he's having to go door to door to make a daggum sale.
So
she opens the door and he's like, good morning, madam. I've come to, and before he could say anything, she's like, don't explain. I know why you're here. I've been expecting you. Come on in. And he's like, well, I'm really, really, really glad that you got me here. And he says, ma'am, did you know that babies are my specialty?
Oh, yeah.
And she says, well, I sure hope so, because that's what my husband and I have been hoping for. So have a seat. You know, they're in the living room by this point. And Mrs. Smith said, where do we start? You know, asked the baby photographer. He says, well, leave everything to me, ma'am. He said, usually I like to do two or three shots in the bathtub, maybe one on the couch and maybe a couple on the bed. And sometimes I like to get out here on the living room floor. And that could be real fun because we got lots of room to spread out.
Right, they had that shag carpet.
Shag carpet. Right. So to this, Mrs. Smith, she's like, well, no wonder it hadn't worked out for Harry and I. And he said, well, ma'am, none of us can
guarantee. He was just taking a single shot.
Right. And the photographer, he said, well, ma'am, none of us can guarantee a good shot every time. But if we try different positions and I shoot from 6 or 7 angles, I assure you, you will be pleased with the result. And she just said, oh my goodness, that sounds like an awful lot. And he replied, well, ma'am, in my line of work, I have to take my time. I would love to be in and out of here in 5 minutes, but you'd be very disappointed with that. And so at that, the photographer then opened his briefcase and pulled out a portfolio of baby pictures. And he's like, yep, now look at this one. This one was done on top of a bus. And Ms. Smith's like, oh, my God. And these twins, he's like, look at these twins. They turned out exactly well when you consider how difficult their mother was to work with. And Miss Smith said, oh my goodness, she was difficult? And he, yes, I'm afraid so. I finally had to take her to the park to get the job done right. People at the park were crowding around us 4 or 5 deep to take a look. Oh my God, said Mrs. Smith, 4 or 5 deep? Yes, ma'am, it took us 3 hours, and the mother kept screaming and yelling. I could hardly concentrate. And when darkness finally came, I had to rush my shots. And squirrels in the park began nibbling on my equipment, so I had to pack it up. "Oh my gosh," she said, "squirrels actually chewed on your equipment."
Begin nibbling on his tackle.
On his tackle, yeah. And he said, "That's the truth, ma'am." Well, he said, "Mrs. Smith, if you're ready, I'll set up my tripod and we'll get to work." And at this, she's like, "Tripod? What?" And he says, "Yes, ma'am. I use a tripod to rest my cannon on. It's much too big to hold by hand." And at that, Mrs. Smith fainted. Well, I tell you, I hope they worked it out, and I hope they have some youngins, because we do need some babies around
here.
Yeah,
I don't know how that worked out, Jim. Boy.
Them Canon cameras, he got a good camera.
Canon, the look on her face when he put a camera up on that thing.
Yeah, yeah. That Canon camera, I tell you what. Hey, we're going to have another raffle drawing, free drawing.
Yep.
Anybody that's a Patreon member is going to be entered automatically.
What's that?
You got that playing card.
Yeah, that 1971 Topps Larry Zonka card is going to be raffled off. Okay,
Larry Zonka. You
need to be a free or paid member on Patreon to qualify for that.
And look at this right here, Douglas. You see that
palm and pine cup? There'll probably be another palm and pine cup in this raffle.
I think Mr. Barry Beach and Brother Barry is enjoying his, and we're going to give another one out.
Yes, we do have those satisfied winners out there. Go talk to them.
I bet you I'm going to be satisfied with something's free and it comes to them in the mail. But we're going to make somebody happy again.
We'll have several prizes in that raffle. That's right.
So we're going to do that either our 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Right.
So that's in March.
Right.
So we're going to probably do it then. And we'll probably be close to 100 episodes.
We'll be close to 100 episodes.
We're closing
right
in. Episode 70 now.
Right. 70,
So we're getting there. We had a great interview with our cousin Russ last week, and he filled us in on them daggone data centers.
Them
things.
We need to stop that. We don't need no data centers.
I tell you what's happening. He kind of alluded to this, and you certainly are aware of this, Doug, but they those big tech industry, they're taking advantage of rural communities of what they're doing.
Yes.
Because the
cities have gotten wise to them. Populated areas have gotten wise to them and don't want them. So then they go into country areas and Google noticed us.
Right.
We're happy and
we're
gonna
get this big data center. The problem is it uses all your water. It uses a huge amount of land and employs no one.
Right. Uses all your electricity. The latest scam. That's all.
So cousin Russ filled us in on that.
Right.
But let's get on to more prescient news items.
Yes, I just have an important story.
Florida news items. We need to get our viewers. Let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh.
All right, Dr. Barlow, Professor Barlow, what do you got? What have you found going on out there in our great state?
You know, I read an interesting story a while back. Now, this happened up in Maine. An old boy had sold a used car, and he got a lot of cash, several thousand in cash, and he had set it on top of his car and drove off and forgot about it and got home and realized he had lost that. Maybe he was smoking some wacky weed and forgot about it.
I had that Florida cocktail.
And then he went back and retraced his steps. And when he saw it in the middle of the road, and an old boy was out there picking it up. And luckily he got him on the dash cam. But what I thought was neat that from the story is I learned that, you know, when we were kids, we said finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
That's a universal law.
Right.
I found out it is not. Oh, no.
If it's above a certain amount, you cannot keep it.
Oh.
And much to my surprise, in like Maine, if it's above $3, you cannot keep it.
$3?
Yeah, you have to report it.
Holy.
And then there's a process you go through. So he had a picture of the guy from the dash cam.
I thought we were poor down here. Them poor folks in Maine, they're maniacs. They must sure enough be poor.
Yeah, I don't know what it is in Florida, but they had a picture of the guy, so they were able to, you know, find him and say, no, you can't keep what you find necessarily.
Dang.
I didn't know that. Well, I have a story related to that. Florida man story, 65, Breaking Bad. And this comes to us.
65 years old.
This comes to us from a Key West, Monroe County Sheriff's Department was involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read the headline. Florida charter captain busted for allegedly
trying
to sell cocaine he found at sea.
So them square groupers.
Yeah, them square groupers. He'd done found some. And how this went down is he sold a kilo to an undercover detective from the Monroe County Sheriff's
Department.
That's
how they get you.
So yeah. Monroe County, I think it's the largest county in Florida, square mile-wise, I do believe.
Because it's all that Florida Bay and all that. Yeah.
And this is Thomas Piccarello, 65, of Marathon, Florida.
Dang.
Oh, no fool like an old fool. So he sold the kilo to the undercover detective for 10 grand. But then it got deeper because he said, hey, y'all, there's more where that came from.
Oh, man. He found more than one square
grouper. So he then took the undercover detective to a storage facility where he had about 23 kilograms of cocaine in nice little square bundles.
Oh, he had a whole mess, of grouper.
Right, wow. Right. But unfortunately, that was the end of the party. And if you look at Mr. Piccarello's mugshot, he looks none too happy.
I wonder if he'd have done
this played out
like a discount, like 9,000 if you buy all 23 beasts. You know?
I don't know, but that was about the time they swooped in and made the arrest. And it got worse for Mr. Piccarello because once they searched the area, they found $8,000 in cash.
Oh, man.
Which they kept, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what else they seized?
Everything in that storage unit.
Captain Piccarello's 38-foot boat.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the deal. Yeah, he used the boat, to pick up the bail.
So he was none too happy in his mugshot. So here he is, out the 23 kilograms of cocaine, the $8,000 cash. Now, maybe these tour guides, they always have a lot of cash on hand, like $8,000, and he's out the 38-foot boat, you know. Yeah. And his fishing, his business was aptly titled Outlaw Fishing Charters.
that kind of attracts some attention,
right?
When you name your business that.
But they ask him, "Where'd you get all this cocaine?" Uh-huh. He said, "I found it afloating out there."
Yeah.
So maybe he did, or maybe they tell their couriers, "If you get caught, mm-hmm. you say you found it out there."
See, I'd name mine like Christian Brotherhood Charter. You know, that'd be what the Florida Baptist Charter Service or something like that, you know. Not outlaw.
He was outlaw fishing, outlaw fishing charters. And so, he is without bail in the Monroe County Jail, none too happy at 65. So, guys, if you find that cocaine out there, you're fishing, you cannot sell it.
That's right.
You cannot sell it. You have to report it.
Don't put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Don't put it on any marketplace.
Yeah, don't put it on there.
And apparently in this article, they were saying it's not uncommon for fishermen to find cocaine in the water and sell it. That's not an uncommon thing.
So, are you saying, Douglas, that maybe they don't make all their money on fishing? Like these Cedar Key boys come by me in a brand new diesel Ford pickup for $92,000 pickup.
For mullet
fishing. Yeah, they've been mullet fishing, growing clams.
Right. I don't know. He had 8,000 cash on hand. Maybe that's normal. I don't know.
We might need to call Michael Presley Bobbitt and get an account of how much money he's making down there on this daggone clam deal.
But now the Monroe County Sheriff's Department has done latched hold of that stuff. And that's what's going to happen, y'all. Yep. So he'd have been better off just turning that in.
Yep.
See, and then he still had his fishing charter business going and his 38-foot boat.
He's lost his boat. Outlaw charter. Hey, this is a good time for me to remind everyone, if you're a paid member of Patreon, you get to see that mugshot. Because we'll have a mugshot, a Della Capitano, whatever his name is.
The captain was none too happy.
Yeah, not smiling. Well, I tell you, that feeds
really... It's a hard lesson to learn at 65, boys, I tell you what.
That feeds really into my story, Douglas, Florida woman. Florida woman. And I'm glad that you brought this to... Because I didn't know about this, but I'm glad you brought it up about finders keepers. That's not the law. We got the same problem with Florida woman. I'm about to lay it on you.
Okay, all right.
And $3... We're going to be above, right? We're going to be just above $3.
Okay,
not $10,000.
Okay, I don't know what it is in Florida. You know, or 10.
I'm going to lay this on. Okay. I think we might come to a conclusion here. Now, I got a daughter, as you know, Douglas, your niece.
Yeah.
You know, you have a daughter,
young woman. Yes.
Yep. you have a daughter, you're going to learn things, right, that you just never really knew. And one of the things I learned is that, you know, of course, I like my coffee cup. Uh-huh. But one thing I learned with these daughters is there's different types of cups. Right. And it changes about every 3 to 4 months, uh-huh, which one's in vogue or fashion.
All right. The Stanley cup.
Stanley cup. And then the other cup. Then it's a Yeti cup. Uh-huh. But I think it started with the Yeti cup. Then it moved to this cup. And I think... Now, I'm behind.
A woman will carry a water bottle with her.
Like 70 ounce. Right, right. Like just a big old jug.
We can just roll with the same canteen for years.
Right, old two-quart. Anyway, my daughter, I keep having, like at Christmas, I'll be like, all right, what's the cup right now that I need to buy for Christmas this year? And you know, it used to be the Stanley Cup. I don't know what it is now. I don't know if it's still the Stanley Cup. But this story I'm bringing you today, this is down in Pinellas County, and I'll just read the headline to you.
All right.
Largo woman arrested for taking possession of victim's 40-ounce light blue Stanley Cup.
Oh, I knew it was a Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. Finders keepers. Finders keepers. She stole it from a coworker. And a witness told police.
The coworker had left it.
Left it sitting there. Right. But she had been watching it. She'd been seeing her coworker jealous. And a witness, and we don't make this stuff up, folks. I'm reading this right from the daggum newsline, okay? We don't need to make stuff up on this show. We don't need to. A witness told police she heard Miss Moss, that's the alleged culprit here, Miss Moss, say that cup would be great to hold my breast milk.
And we were just saying that people weren't having
babies. People weren't having babies. And Miss Moss here, and we'll have a picture of her on Patreon. Miss Moss here, she's having babies and then trying to keep back, she's probably trying to preserve that milk in that insulated cup, right? Keep
it
warm.
To make cheese out of it.
Yeah. And I don't know how much milk she's making, but that 40 ounces, that seemed to fit her just right.
She might have had them double D's.
Double
going
D's,
on.
And she might go in that. She might have to go in the storage room, you know, and then kind of milk them things and get it in that Stanley cup and preserve it till she gets home to the baby from work. And so she probably thought she was justified. She took it from the victim, 22-year-old. Uh-huh. She had been drinking that same day from the $60 Stanley Cup.
$60. That's a heck of a cup.
That's a cheap Stanley Cup.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, they got Mrs. Moss. She was arrested and booked into the county jail, and then she was released. But
that's almost grand theft.
They have got, $60. They've got pictures of Miss Moss here. She's none too happy. They even got a picture of some baby bottles with her, I guess, some breast milk. I don't know if it's hers. And the arrest warrant and everything right here. So we'll put all this up on the
Well, how would you do that? It's kind of like a farmer would do a cow.
I don't know. I don't know. They got a picture of the Stanley Cup even. A picture of the Stanley Cup.
Was it a purple one or a pink one?
The breast milk caper is what they're calling it.
The breast milk caper. Now, you've heard it all. The Palm and Pine Podcast.
$60.
$60. Right. You've heard it all now.
Her husband posted bond for her, got her out of the jail, it's showing here.
That's what a husband would do.
See,
ladies, you need to be married. That husband will post bond for you.
Yeah. And you know, have a baby or two. We need some young people. If you got to get a surrogate father, you know, do whatever it takes.
Yeah, you probably won't need to get a surrogate father, but
Douglas is available for hire.
Oh, God.
We are both members of Mensa. And we could pass on some good genetics for
them. I feel like there would need to be some paperwork signed.
Might need some legal consultation. So, all right, folks.
A wild week. Well, we're off to a wild start this year.
Episode 70 is in the books, Douglas. You know anything else?
I don't know anything else. That's good.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we got, folks. And keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.